is Radio Free.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of Radio Clash. My name's Tim. This is my first ever podcast, so bear with me. You might be wondering what Radio Clash is. Well, Radio Clash is, well, my big interest is in mashups. So the idea behind that is that there's a clash between different styles, different genres, different types of music, and that's the idea for the show. I run a website called mutantpop.net, and this is sort of a vehicle off that, because I've always wanted to do a radio show. It's something I did when I was about 7 or 8 on cassette tapes, and I see podcasting as kind of a variant of that, and I do like the fact that it's not necessarily has to be professional. It doesn't have that professional sheen. It doesn't have to have all that glitz and glamour to it, because that's not really what it's about. I think it's about being punk and DIY. A big shout out has to go out to the guy who got me into podcasting, because I previously ignored the term, because I don't have an iPod, so I thought, well, what's it going to do with me? That's a big confession of mine, probably going to turn off now, would be Ross Barber of Mashup. I heard his cast, I know him from other message boards and things, and thought, oh, this sounds cool. So if you want to check out his podcast, I would go to www.tbrpwpblueyonder.co.uk. That's www.tbrpwpblueyonder.co.uk/mashup/. It's good. He puts some very nice music. I think it's time to end the chat for the moment and get on some music. Following the whole Clash theme, I was involved with a project called London Booted, which was where the whole bootleg community took a track from London Calling by The Clash and was celebrating the 25th year of the release of the album. It was quite surprising what people came up with. It was very much sort of remixed, booted, chopped up, really kind of like took the source material quite way away from what you'd expect, which, so if there's any Clash fans listening, you probably should close your ears for the next 3 minutes.
Giving me time to breathe.
That was The Girl Wants to Cheat by Jimmy Jammers, or Jimmy James, I'm not really sure, and was a mix of The Car Cheat by The Clash with Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants. If you want to hear more of that, it's still online. It was released back in April. You might have seen it on Boing Boing and various blog sites. But it's available on www.culturedeluxe.co.uk/londonbooted.html. It's a charity thing. There was loads of charities like Future Forests, which of course Joe Summer was involved with, so if you can download, please donate. It was one of the first ones after the Grey album to be done. I know people have got a little bit kind of jaded about the whole remix album thing, but I think it's, you know, the ones that have been done have all been, you know, have all had good gems like that on them, you know, and have all been generally a good thing. So, as you probably heard on Ross's podcast, if you listen to it, there's lots of varieties of different types of bootlegs, remixes, glitches. What I'm wanting to do with Radio Clash is also cover things like Micromusic, covers, weird covers. I love weird covers. All kinds of different forms of what I call mutant pop, which is where pop has been mutated from the norm, mutated from what you would expect, and has been taken to something totally different. I think on the online community, you understand that a lot better than most of the record companies. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole rant about copyright and RIAA and all that sort of stuff, because if you talk to anyone in the bootleg community, they've faced that as well. And I've had cease and desist orders, and I really, you know, it's silly, because people are just trying to create something new and are trying to express who they are, and it just seems like copyright is just way too rigid nowadays. I come from an artistic background where the whole appropriation of things like clippings and pictures and photographs are certainly much, much more developed, and it just seems odd to me that I can't take audio or multimedia in the same way that I could take a headline or a photograph and use it or screen print it or something like that. Anyway, moving on. It was nice to hear that when I was digging around all these podcasts, that on Radio Zoom they play the Kleptones. I'm a big fan of the Kleptones. He played a track from the Yoshimi Battles the Hip Hop Robots album release, I don't know what you call them on the web. And I'm going to play one from his follow-up, which is A Night at the Hip Hopera. Both are great. Kleptones have this probably more an artistic approach, a more kind of collage approach to remixing things, and they create a whole album that works and flows all the way through, rather than just one track, another track, another track, and sort of bite-sized 3 minutes. They're well worth checking out, so have a listen to this.
Here comes the question.
Everyone, please, bow your heads and pretend to be serious.
Do it or I'll bow them for you.
Don't worry. World, global, universal, and cosmological rights reserved. Mineral rights, too.
Copyright, all rights reserved.
Protected by an electric fence and copyright control.
Protected under copyright.
All rights reserved.
All material protected under copyright. All rights reserved.
All that we say and do is right.
Now do you understand?
And our culture has advanced beyond all that you can possibly comprehend with 100% of your brain.
Oh, is that so? And what's so advanced about it?
I have come to see one more copyright nightmare for the music industry.
We do whatever we want to whomever we want at all times. We don't listen to people who don't like us.
Get it?
We have advanced beyond rules and manners.
Indeed.
Do you understand? Understand.
This is our concern, dude.
No, man, nothing is fucked here.
Nothing is fucked?
No, man. Has it ever occurred to you that instead of, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more complex. I mean, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences! My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You hear me, Lebowski?
done again? Who done?
Does Kick Boy have a lot of enemies?
I should hope so. Otherwise, I'm wasting my fucking time. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, to be pleasant and just have everybody say, what a pal, what a great guy, you know? I mean, I'm not using all this fucking hatred and contempt, you know, as a style. Because I don't have a style.
Major advances in civilization are processes that all but wreck the societies in which they occur.
Even if they get pissed off, they have a joint and they talk about it instead of doing something about it. They gotta do something with their time, and it's the most fun. So. Nothing else is going on. It's the only form of revolution left.
You know, we're not all grooving on the same vibes anymore. Everybody's grooving on different vibes.
I just think that it's rock and roll. That's what it is. Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like that it's like, it's something new and it's just reviving like old rock and roll, and it's like, it's raw again, it's for real, and it's fun, you know. It's like, it's not bullshit, there's no rock stars there.
I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. Raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
Pleasure, the inevitable byproduct of our civilization. Tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
What do you get with freedom?
Excesses. Exploitation, of course. And what does one say to that? A small price to pay. If you don't like it, don't listen to it, don't read it, don't watch it. Without free communication, you don't have a free society. Democracy is based on it.
That was a track called Question from the Kleptones, from their A Night at the Hip Opera remix album. The subject of that is very appropriate because I've just been checking out, and apparently they've been served, or the hosts have been served, with a cease and desist from Disney, of all people, the company we all know and love. And you can read their blog at kleptones.blogspot.com. It's quite surprising, actually. So I don't know how long this is actually going to be online or available. I'm sure you can find it through the various very naughty peer-to-peer programs available. But currently it is actually up, because I've just checked. You can find out where to download the torrent, a few hosts have various MP3 files, or go and contact them to talk to them about that, at www.kleptones.com/pages/downloads_hiphopera.html. And it's linked on their site if you can't type that. And what I like about that track and the tracks they have at the end of each of their last couple of remix albums has been the fact that they tend to do tracks which are very political, have a lot of political speech in there, and are about something. They're actually not just saying, oh, let's put this hip-hop vocal over this backing all the way through. They actually do express thoughts on the whole copyright issues, on some of the issues using that, or some of the issues in Yoshimi's Battles of the Hip-Hop Robots was more about the whole dumbing down of R&B. And I think I really like that. I like that approach of actually making something that's actually very listenable, but also political, because this art form is political, like it or not. People like Disney are going to come along and try and stop you doing what you're doing. And, you know, yes, it's political to make people dance and have a good time, but it's not all about industry, or it's not all about just doing something that is just a fun club tune, because at the end of the day, there are laws out there trying to stop you from doing these things. Anyway, I'm rambling. It's fortunate there are some record companies that actually get it. They get the internet, they get that people do want to have some music for free and will go and check it out. A bit like when I was introduced to Peaches on Peer-to-Peer. I went and bought the album, I've seen her three times, you know, and I wouldn't know about her if it wasn't for the internet. Kitty O are one of those, and they have a lot of their work available online. I'll give the URL after this, but one of my favourite tunes at the moment is by Maximilian Hecker, and it's a track called Help Me.
You don't know.
That's Maximilian Hecker, Help Me, and I've been looking at the website, and apparently he's got a new album coming out in January 2005 called Lady Sleep, and that is going to have a video and an online release on Kitty.io in early December. You can download that and some of his other tunes, and also tunes by Gonzalez, Peaches, various other people. From their website, which is, it's nice that they've got a long list of tracks you can check out. I think some new, some old. Louis Austin as well. I love Louis Austin. And you can get them from www.kitty-io.net/mp3index.php. And there's some really good tracks on there. I didn't know, say, Razahara, Reality. That's a really good track. I'll be honest, I don't actually know that much about Maximilian Hecker. I know he's German, he lives in Berlin. He's released a couple of albums on Kitty.io and a couple of singles, and does what he calls melancholy pop hymns, but they sound good to me. Anyway, I will move on to something a bit more upbeat. I've noticed that everything I've done so far has been very downbeat, very kind of, not exactly depressing, but certainly kind of melancholic. Move on to Electro Retro, a great song called, like a mashup called Glad It's the Beat, which uses Captain Sensible. It's been a year of having Captain Sensible in the background, or sampling him, it seems, with Dizzy Rascal using Happy Talk for his dream track, and this one, but certainly I think he's probably worth revisiting.
Thank you.
That was Glad It's the Beat by Electro Retro, which was a mix of Globes Play That Beat, that's the electro part, with Captain Sensible, Glad It's All Over, which was about the Falklands War. It was released after Falklands War was ended, and it's probably the most happiest song I've heard, actually, apart from maybe Lennon's War Is Over, about the end of war ever. And as I was saying, it seems to have been the year of having Captain Sensible around. And I know certainly in the past years people have used things like Snooker Loopy, which is also him on vocals. And it's got bizarre, his whole Captain Sensible solo career since he was a member of The Damned. You can get that track on Electro Retro's website, which is at homepage.ntlworld.com/electroretro. That's homepage.ntlworld.com/electroretro, all one word. And it's a very kind of old-school 80s website with people playing what seems to be Vectrex and navigation from the ZX Spectrum and Speak and Spell, which I do approve of, being a fan of things like Hexstatic, that use that for their website and their CDs. I have to apologise for the amount of noise and my lack of radio professionalism on this show. I'm using a very crappy mic because my mic has gone AWOL. It has disappeared into the big void. Now, anyone who knows me personally would know that I like and make, under my DJ No-No guys, very silly boots. I think very, very silly mashups, very silly remixes. And I think a kindred spirit is RIAA, or Mr. Fab. And he's done a great track recently called Joy of Noise, which is very Christmassy because it uses Apollo 100, which is based on Ode to Joy. And of course the competition for adding the most silly thing to Bring the Noise by Public Enemy continues.
Yo, Chuck, these early trippers are still running on us. Don't know we can do this, cause we already do this. Ha ha, yeah, boy.
Never batted and back with a brother is manning and manning. The fact is corrupt like a shredder. The soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the road with the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are all blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters like half the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on.
But now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blacks as they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Bring the noise! Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. Never batted and back with a brother is manning and manning. The fact is corrupt like a sinner. The soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a road. Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm playing inside music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters like cause the country has us up for the war. Bring the noise!
Yo, Chuck, they say we too black, man.
Bring the noise!
Yo, I don't understand what they say, but little do they know they can get a smack with that, man.
Stations are questioning blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Radio stations are questioning blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
Never batted and back, cause the brother is manning and manning. The fact is corrupt like a sinner. The soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a road, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are all blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters, why cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on.
Now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Never batted and back, cause the brother is manning and manning. The fact is corrupt like a sinner. The soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a road, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters, why cause the country has us up for the war. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest. Radio stations are
I love RIA's and Mr. Fab stuff. It's just a very, very good bootleg using Enoch Mosey and Hot Butter. That sort of cheesy Moog track from the early 70s called Here Comes the Hot Butter, which is equally funny. As I mentioned, quite a lot of people have done remixes using Bring the Noise, but with various increasingly silly, funny and stupid things. The persons who probably started this off were Evolution Control Committee with their Herb Alpert whipped cream mix with Bring the Noise. But I think that and the mixing it with Gino, which both Freelance Hellraiser and I think it was the DJ from Fundamental did. And they're both equally funny, and it seems to be every year there's someone else does this, someone else does another mix with something that just makes you want to laugh, and it's like a joke that never really totally stops being funny, because someone always finds something more bizarre to add to it. Something which isn't so silly, but is getting very popular at the moment, is Party Ben's Boulevard of Broken Songs, which is a brilliant mashup. It's mixing Oasis, Green Day — I never thought I'd like Green Day — and Travis, and a bit of Eminem and Aerosmith at the end. It's apparently been picked up on Radio 1 in the UK, and is also being played in the States. So it's a good one, because I've met him and he's a really nice bloke. The whole Booty crowd in SF are really nice people, so it could happen to a nice person, and I think you'll hear more from him to come. Okay, here it is.
Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
When the city sleeps and I'm the only one
who walks beneath the shadows.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Party Ben. Now, I was going to give you a link to his website and say, go and download it, go and have fun, but it looks like the occupational hazard of every bootlegger has happened, and that his bandwidth bill has gone through the roof, probably because it's been such a big record across the world, from Denmark to the US to the UK, so he's obviously had everyone downloading it. I'm sure if you check his website, www.partyben.com, that's www.partyben.com, sometime soon it will be back up. You might be wondering, where can I hear bootlegs? What's the best places to hear them? I'm sure Ross mentioned a few of them, but I'll probably go through a sort of a listings for the next 7 days here. Probably the premier place, or the place that it all began, is Bastard, which is in London and is at the Asylum. Now, the next one is on the 2nd of December. I don't actually know who's playing. I've tried to find out online, but it's always good to turn up. It's always good just to go anyway, because it's always it's always a good laugh. And that usually starts at about 9 p.m. And it's the cartel guys, Cartel Mike and Cartel Johnny, are good DJs in themselves, so whoever's on, you will have a good time. And the other place is, I mentioned before, is Booty's in San Francisco, and they have a very big guest from the UK, which they've been trying to get for many, many years, I know, is Mark Vidler, aka Go Home Productions, who is playing on December the 11th. Now, that's at the Cherry Bar, south of Market in San Francisco. They usually starts about 8 o'clock, I think it is, might be 9. It's probably best to check. If you check the website, which is www.bootysf.com, that's www.bootysf.com, it's a great night. I played there in September. Sorry, I am name dropping, but no, I know of what I speak, so not thinking, oh, how do you know what San Francisco's like. They are very good around there. Another night that's just started is a night called Mash Ave, which is in DC, which has just had an event, so if you're in the DC area, have a look around for that. I think their website is mashav.com. I will have to do more check that. And another event that's coming up is Brighton Bootleg Club, which is on Saturday, 4th of December, which is got people such as Game Over, Electric Cowboy, Dunproofing, and Bodgemaster. I'm going to try and be there. I don't know if I'm going to afford it, because it'll be a night's stay over. But that's at the CR2, the Concorde 2, down on the seafront. And that's from 11 p.m. to late. Not exactly sure how much it is to get in, but it's not a lot. And I've gone to one of those, Mobile Disco, which was a couple of months ago, earlier in the year, during the summer, and that was very good, because it was Pride the next day, so it was quite a mad thing to go from bootlegs to a gay march, which is just like, was very, very bizarre. And that's probably it. And there are many other places around, but unless I knew where each of you were, I couldn't actually list them all. And the next The next track is one which was inspired by a night that I was at last night. It's not a bootleg night, but it's very good, it's very eclectic, which was something called Button Down Disco, which is at Infinity, which is in Mayfair in London. And that's, if you want to check that out, that's www.buttondowndisco.com. That's BUTTONED, down disco. A friend of mine, Don, does the DJing downstairs, and his brother, Dolly Rocker, does the DJing upstairs. And he played this track, and I must have tracked it down because I loved it so much. It's by the Scarlet Choir, and it's I Touch Myself. That was the Scarlet Choir with the Die Vinyls cover version of I Touch Myself, and it's a pretty funny, strange cover version. I was laughing my head off last night when Dom was playing it, and I just can't imagine the idea of having a girls' choir actually singing a song about masturbation. It's pretty bizarre, and it's certainly... They seem to do cover versions, things like Nirvana and U2. It's all sort of in the ilk of Langley Music Project, a bit less psychedelic and strange, but it's that kind of thing. And you can find out more on their site, which is, he said, looking at his trusty book a bit, which is at www.scala-the-best.be. They're from Belgium, and their cover versions are very interesting, definitely, but I love that one. They did a good version of With or Without You by U2 as well. It's getting a little bit sort of radio too, but I like that just because it just seems to be very subversive and very bizarre. Now I've gone over my 45 minutes that I was planning, so I'm going to leave you with one track, but just before then, I'll give you my contact details. You can contact me at radio@mutantpop.net. That's radio@mutantpop.net, or if you have any address on mutantpop.net. But you can either email me, give me comments, that would be great. I'd like to know whether this is good, bad, how it could be improved. I think probably a better mic would be a good idea, but I thought I'd give it a go before investing money, being a poor, pecunious, not student, but actually just very poor and living in London, which is not exactly the most cheap place to live. Anyway, and The site for this is, I'm going to set up a proper site for it, but for the moment, if you can go to mutantpop.net/board and post on the message board, I will create a special area for it for the moment, and you'll be able to see that if you go to the board. And what I'll do is I'll post details for each of the shows on there, sort of playlist, and you can comment, so it's sort of similar to a blog. So I'll leave you with a track called Madonna is a Filthy Slut by Scatter. It's one of those tracks which is great for playing on audiophiles, CD decks, and freaking them out. It's great for clearing dance floors, although sometimes it can have the opposite effect. It's great for making people laugh and also just totally freaking them out. It's Glitch. This is probably the first Glitch track I heard, and it's still probably my favourite. I love it. It makes me smile, and it's just seems to be a mixture of a total destruction of a song, but also creating something totally new. Kid 106 is one of the people that's probably most associated with this, but also Scatter is one of the people. This is available to download from the VVM website. VVM create amazing compilations that basically a lot of destruction of tunes. They are equally listenable and unlistenable. You can get this from brainwash.com/VVM/releases_VVM_awful06.htm. That's brainwash.com/VVM/releases_VVM_awful06.htm. URLs like that make me think I should sort out a website very, very quickly. Anyway, here it is, and thanks for listening to Radio Clash, and listening to me rambling away. I hope it's been interesting and hasn't been an exercise in a sort of Radio 101 in how not to do it. This has been Radio Clash, and I hope to speak to you soon. Bye!
Hey, Mr. DJ. Get on. I wanna dance with me.